The Senate has voted to block the Bush administration's plan to overhaul regulations on overtime. NPR's Kathleen Schalk reports.
Democrats and organized labor have fought the rule changes, arguing that they could deny overtime pay to millions of American workers. Bill Samuel, legislative director of the AFL-CIO, called the 52-47 vote an important victory.
Well, this is the third time we've seen a bipartisan majority of the Congress vote against the administration's intention to cut overtime pay for workers. We hope the administration will get the message now.
The measure, sponsored by Iowa Democrat Tom Harkin, would allow some rule changes to go through, but only those that bolster overtime rights for low-income workers. It would block changes that could take overtime rights away from workers who enjoy them now. Labor Secretary Elaine Chao blamed the Senate vote on what she termed a misinformation campaign. Craig Sherman, vice president of the National Retail Federation, points out that the Labor Department had already scaled back its original plans.
The Labor Department has addressed the concerns that were put forth by the opponents. They have specified entire classes of workers who will be guaranteed their right to overtime. We think the issues that may have been legitimate objections have been resolved.
But labor unions and many Democrats weren't swayed, according to Bill Samuel of the AFL-CIO.
I just don't think it was believable that an administration that had pushed overtime changes that would affect 8 million people would then turn around and push an overtime rule that would affect nobody. And that was the claim they were making.
Craig Sherman of the National Retail Federation says business groups that support the rule changes aren't about to give up.
This is certainly not a done deal. President Bush made it very clear last year when Senator Harkin was fighting this the first time around that he was going to veto legislation that contained the Harkin amendment.
Still, he fears the amendment could block the rule change or delay it for a long time. Kathleen Schalk, NPR News, Washington.